91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. A former bank economist predicts Ontario could end up in the same mess as Greece if it doesn't follow his deficit-cutting plan. Don Drummond has handed the province 362 recommendations on cutting costs, which include bigger class sizes, higher electricity and water bills, and newer parking fees at public transit stations. He says Ontario needs to cap annual growth in healthcare spending at 2.5% a year to fiscal 2017, and other program spending at just 0.8%. That would slash real program spending by 16.2% for every man, woman, and child. One of the recommendations made was to close one of the two casinos in Niagara Falls and one of the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation's two head offices. That could be bad news for Belleville. On Monday, Dwight Duncan made comments concerning the amount of money spent annually on horse racetracks associated with OLG. A racetrack in Belleville has been in the works for the past 10 years. Now, with Drummond's recommendations to close a casino and an OLG head office, it's unknown where the already slow-moving project goes from here. Corrections officials in Honduras say the death toll from a fire that swept through a prison north of the capital last night is over 350 people. The fire broke out at a prison in the town of Comayagua. Reporter Michael Weissenstein says one fire official described a horrific scene with inmates rioting and others trapped, screaming in their cells.
Prisoners who were there have told investigators that an inmate set fire to his mattress in his cell, and then the flames quickly spread through at least part of the prison. They couldn't find keys to the cells or the guards who had the keys, so there were dozens, maybe 100 inmates who died in their cells as they tried to get them out.
Officials say the fire could have been started by rioting inmates. Marijuana, cocaine, and morphine were all seized during a search warrant yesterday in Quinte West. The warrant executed by Project Long Arm at a McGill Street home resulted in two people being charged. 34-year-old Josh Foster and 34-year-old Cassandra McDonald each face a number of charges, including possession for the purpose of trafficking and possession of a narcotic. McDonald will appear in court next month. Foster is being held for a bail hearing in Belleville today. The Coalition for Gun Control says it isn't giving up, even though legislation to kill the long gun registry is expected to pass in Parliament later today. Bill C-19 will then be off to the Senate, which is also Tory-dominated. The Coalition says the government is completely ignoring the recommendations of most Canadians. And a major study on teenagers' mental health finds interpersonal relationships matter. Queen's University researcher John Freeman says adolescents with positive relationships tend to fare better in terms of mental health. Canadian Press reporter Don Kelly looks at some of the survey's other findings.
Researchers found girls report higher levels of emotional problems and that boys tend to experience more behavioral issues. And they say a quarter of boys surveyed and almost one-third of girls report they wished they were someone else.
The study looked at more than 26,000 11 to 15-year-olds. That's 91X News 2303. Here's Taylor Rankema with sports.
The BC Lions were the busiest team early on as CFL free agency opened at noon. The Lions re-signed starting defensive backs Brandon Phillips and Dante Marsh. Edmonton has added former Saskatchewan wide receiver Carey Koch, while Winnipeg has inked offensive lineman Glenn January. Rough Riders slotback Andy Fantuz and Blue Bombers guard Brendan Labatt are still the biggest names up for grabs. Joe Maddon is eager to get working at spring training after agreeing to a three-year contract extension. It could keep him in Tampa Bay's dugout through 2015. The Rays formally announced the deal with the 58-year-old manager doing a news conference today. Maddon has led the team to the playoffs three of the past four seasons and says he believes they have an excellent chance of getting back again.